Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the third and final hour. It has just blown past us, blasted past us. We're going to take calls for the next 30 minutes intensely. Then we're going to continue with just other news items. Get David Stahl, who's running for state senate. Get his take on just a whole bunch of other issues. We just got his view on the Second Amendment. Vermont-style concealed carry, Second Amendment's enforced. Then you engage in a crime, you're punished if you violate that law. I want to get into all over the country they're putting these in. They are these driver responsibility programs, another big scam. And where's it going here? To the private companies, to the private vendors, to this foreign Spanish company that's stealing our roads, that's paid off our politicians. And I want to go into some of that, how they have done things that are clearly wrong with individuals, you know, that are lobbyists, then getting jobs days after they help ram it through. So we'll cover that as well. Right now, let's go to Tim in Florida, then John in Ohio, Chris Florida, John Tennessee, and others. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the air with David Stahl. Go ahead.
Bless you, Alex. You and Dave. I called you a few days ago about your ticket that you had received, last night I got pulled over by a police officer.
Right here, here it is.
Do what?
I have the ticket right here. Go ahead.
Okay. This officer, after the third time asking me for my driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance, he put his hand on his gun. And he says, this is the last time I'm going to tell you, ask you. And after that, you step out of the vehicle. Well, when he said vehicle, I said, I don't understand vehicle, and I explained to him about vehicle and exercising my right of free passageway.
Yeah, all the definitions. Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, I have the notice of acceptance, oath of office, where they take the oath to uphold the Constitution. And it explains about the title, section, number, code number of the ticket, and it's in violation of their oath. Anyway, he wouldn't give me his name, so I copied his name down from tag on his shirt.
Okay, but I mean, what happened to you? I mean, make a long story short.
Long story short, he accepted the document. He went back to his car. He a few minutes later, he comes back to my window, and he throws the document in my lap, and he says to me, "Sir, you're going to have to get your facts straight." And then he turns around and walks back to his car, gets in his car, and drives away.
Well, let me be clear. I mean, I'm not against police, and we need police. The problem is they are carrying out all this color of law, civil stuff, and you know, people recklessly driving, whatever. We need some laws there. And, you know, I get a ticket, I'm speeding, I've paid them. But with this time, wasn't even speeding because I looked at my speedometer because I was in slow traffic. There was a fast lane going by me, but I was in the middle lane because I had family with me. I do speed when my kids aren't with me. And then he comes over and kind of, well, where'd you come from? Where are you going? Well, can I look in the car? And I got mad. I just said, look, man, do whatever you want, but I'm not giving him permission. And I said, and he's like, well, why? And I said, well, I didn't say it, but I thought, well, can I search your car? You know, statistically, police are more suicide, more drugs, more crime. Statistically, I mean, you know, so if you don't have probable cause for me, I can claim there's some probable cause for you. And I said, but I didn't say that. And you know, he could tell I was irritated. So he just gave me the ticket and gave me this driver's Driver Responsibility Act garbage, and then I already knew about it, but I didn't know the details. And sure enough, it was the Texas corridor and a new tax on top of the ticket. Because in times past, I just don't have the time. I'd probably just pay this thing and move on. Not now, because I already had one ticket, and now I'm going to have 6 points. So I want to get your comments on that, David, when we get back. And we will also go to Tim in Florida. We will go to John, Chris, John, and many, many others that are holding 1-800. Hey, a toll-free number. Actually, give you the number. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But, yeah, most police know so little about the law that if you just sit there and they're very calm and controlled and say, I'm going to exercise my rights, they'll move on. Here we go.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got 51 and a half minutes left. I tell you, this has been an amazing interview. David Stahl running for state senate. And give the listeners the particular district.
It's District 18, and it runs from Aransas County north to Bastrop County, and then east to Waller County, and then south to Matagorda County, and along the coast. It's a giant district. It's 19 counties.
Sounds like
18 counties.
Sounds like it's gerrymandered big time.
Well, it actually isn't. It's pretty much a square block, but it's between all the urban centers, so it doesn't quite get to Corpus Christi or San Antonio or Austin or Houston. It just takes in the rural area there.
Now, doesn't that area lean predominantly conservative?
It's extremely conservative. It's now shifted to being more Republican than Democrat, but even the Democrats there are conservative enough to be more Republican than some Republicans.
And you're running as a Republican?
I am a Republican, yes.
And I don't want to mention your competition, but I forget the particulars. Who is it? I mean, is it even any competition?
Yeah, I've got an existing state rep who voted for the Trans-Texas Corridor who's running in the primary with me, and a businessman from...
Well, so we can recognize them as an enemy of the people in America. Let's mention their name.
Well, you've got Glenn Hager, who's...
They are enemies. They want to give our roads
a House member.
King of Spain. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Glenn Hager.
And the other is a businessman from Fort Bend County, Gary Gates.
Okay, but we want to remember the name David Stahl.
That's right. David Stahl is the name that that will work for you.
Man, I tell you, I can't wait. I want to get you elected.
Well, I want to be there because I have a lot of good work to do, and I'm not bashful.
And the reason I'm excited is, I mean, again, a retired police officer, city councilman, city manager, you know all the facets of this, and you're right down the line, pro-Second Amendment, all of it. It is going to be very effective to have you in because, again, how many counties have you gotten to join your group? How many counties have you gotten to pass resolutions? I mean, this is monumental. I mean, it's not easy to get this done.
Yeah, we have 174 member counties, and we have 33 counties that have passed formal resolutions out of commissioner's court opposing the corridor.
I mean, that is just unbelievable, and you've gotten some big towns to do it, but if these towns won't go along with it, that is really going to hurt the people trying to do this.
Yes, it is. We're slowing it down significantly.
We're about to go to calls, but for those that don't know, and this is official, this is the plan, they're going to build walls where you cannot exit to small towns and cities. That is part of the official corridor plan. And if you want to see this, going up into Oklahoma, into Kansas, you'll go 40, 50 miles. You can't exit. There's all these beautiful old towns, Victorian houses. There's no one there. They're ghost towns, and you cannot exit. You cannot get off. And the McDonald's and the gas stations every maybe 20 miles in the middle, and they get the concessions. They're the little buddies, and it kills these little towns. So I guess, David, you just go in and explain to them the part of this plan to do that. Why do Rick Perry and them want to block off exits to the other towns?
So they can channel the money to where they can get a piece of the action.
Rome, I'm sorry.
So they can get a piece of the action. Right now, they don't participate enough in what local economies generate. This will be devastating to communities across Texas. They'll, in essence, nationalize tourism. They will nationalize transportation in a monopoly and be able to reap huge profits from it, but at the cost of everybody else.
Julius Caesar wrote that all roads lead to Rome, and that roads are absolutely essential because it creates it pushes the commerce where you want. It makes you central. It can be a great tool of commerce and freedom, or a great enslaver. And that's what they're doing with the roads. I mean, they are just going to give them, I want to repeat this, and again, this isn't just Texas, is it? This is going on nationwide.
No, that's right. This is a national effort, and Texas, unfortunately, has the lead point for the largest corridor project.
But if elected state senator, and again, there's only 31 very powerful positions. I mean, a state senator is almost more powerful than the governor. And people are going, what do you mean? Well, we threw two northern governors out of here when the north would put them in. And so they made the governor a puppet. I mean, the lieutenant governor really has all the power, and of course he sits in there over the Senate. And so one senator up there can really educate the public, have a bully pit up there, and get the word out. And so would you push to get rid of this driver responsibility program?
Oh, I would. That and a number of other programs. We're creating a whole new class structure in this country. We're going to have the haves and the have-nots, and the largest burden of government cost is being pushed on those who can afford it the least, the common person, the person that's out there working for a living. You get a ticket, you pay your ticket. That was your debt to society. Oh, no, we're not through with you. Now we're going to give you some points, and we're going to start charging you to keep your driver's license. We're going to charge you to drive on your road.
And if you don't pay it just on time with your payment plan, we're going to come arrest you.
Absolutely.
So it's really you're on probation.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, it, you know, it's just a stacking on of those people who can least afford it.
Well, the Agriculture Department of all groups 3 years ago put out a report about how through the new national ID card, which has been passed and goes into law in 08, I have the Associated Press right here in front of me, you know, it'll still have your state on it, but it'll just be that regional card. You know, kind of like, you know, we're a McDonald's of Texas or we're Walmart of Texas. It's still part of a national or international situation, and it's just going to be horrible. But the Department of Agriculture said, "Oh, we can get through other agencies laws passed, and then have taxes. It's going to show on your national ID card what you eat and what you're drinking and what you're doing, and then that's going to be shared with insurance companies and the government. And if you're eating too much pizza, too much ice cream, too many fattening things, we're going to tax you." Now you hear about Detroit trying to pass a law, or Michigan trying to pass a law, or California trying to pass a law because we're obese. Okay, fine, we're obese, but the point is it now Arkansas where they take your kids after 6 months if they don't lose a certain amount of weight, physical test, you know, all of this is going on. It's the same thing. You go, well, what does that have to do with an ID card? They have phony conservatives everywhere running around saying, we got to have a fair tax, get rid of the income tax. But I've read the federal plans. I've been talking about this for a decade because I saw some strategy on it from these groups pushing it. They're going to keep the income tax, but call it the Social Security tax, and cap it at about 10%. Because they're never getting rid of that, folks. You know that. And even though it's bankrupt, they're going to then create a 25% sales tax. But if you're under a certain level, no sales tax. But to prove there's no fraud, this is the federal plan, you have to swipe the card to show which graduated level of the national sales tax you have, 10, 20, 25, some cases 30%. And then that brings federal control into every terminal, every shopping cart, every sales mode, and the data of what you're buying. Now, that's official. So when Neil Bortz and all these phony conservatives push this and talk about how the liberals don't want it, the Democrats actually want this. They're going to have this phony little fight. Well, you're a city manager. I mean, can you explain to people how they have a lot of phony fights with Republicans and Democrats at certain levels to give the illusion of choice, but really it's this whole establishment line?
Sure, it happens all the time, and it's very disconcerting that there are many things that have already been decided, and they go through the motions, and everybody knows what the outcome is going to be. I liken it to Sunday morning wrestling on television. There's a segment of people who watch that, and they say, you know, that's just play acting. But you know, there are an awful lot of people that watch that and think it's real.
I have. Every time we talk about that, I get full-grown adults either calling the show or emailing me threatening to beat me up. How dare you say Hulk Hogan ain't real? It's real! Let me tell you something, folks. You start punching somebody 20 times in the face, they're going to die. Okay? I mean, throwing people off, pile-driving heads into the ground. I mean, it's just not reality-based. I mean, as a police officer, let's say somebody slugged you. If you pile-drived him and slugged him 25 times, Mr. Stahl, do you think they'd be alive?
No, they certainly wouldn't.
So, how many times did you hear, being on the force or going out to an event where somebody had been punched two or three times and had to go to the hospital?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But now we have to explain to these people who've never lived that that wrestling isn't real.
Yes, and, you know, there's a whole violent culture now. There seems to be a disconnect between violent actions and consequences, whether it's drive-by shootings or it's beating people up and then being surprised that they die. There's a real disconnect between reality, and we see the same disconnect in politics. You watch what happens, and they tell you what they're doing, which isn't what they're doing, and then you're surprised that the outcome is different. We need to pay attention, and we need to act, and not just be along for the ride.
Well, you hit one of my pet peeves, this wrestling thing. I mean, it is not real, and I don't want to hear it's real. And when I was 5 years old, I knew it wasn't real. But there are people, full-grown adults. And you're right. In fact, there's been a big national phenomenon of kids killing each other because they think you can pile drive somebody's head in the cement and they get right back up.
That's right. It's tragic.
So, again, it's a total disconnect from reality. I'm not even bragging that I'm that tough, but a few times I got in fights in Dallas and you punch somebody five or six times, I mean, they're like in a coma. So I don't know what, it's just, I can't believe it. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. John, thanks for holding her on the air with David Stahl running for state senate, fighting the globalists at point blank range.
Yes, I want to talk about Iran, and I agree with, everything you're saying today.
They've sent the F-16s. They're getting ready to attack them. They've told Turkey they're going to fly out of there in Iraq. Yes, it's bad.
Yeah, but before I get to that, I just wanted to say that I agree with all of what you've said about the American-British government sponsorship of terrorism, the police state measures, and the neocons aggression in the Middle East. But I also checked sources like Workers Org and ZMAG Org to correct for where I believe you're wrong, at any rate, on Iraq.
Yeah, and the commies killed a bunch of Christians because they're a bunch of atheist scum.
Well, I don't have time at this point, but I think the media is going to play...
Are you denying the Soviets and the Chinese kill Christians?
I don't know whether they do to the extent because, you know, people like Alexander Coburn have pointed out that even what... We hear from present Russian and Chinese government.
Look, I'll hold you over, John. John, I'll hold you over. But I demand, because you called since the guest was on. Come on, talk about toll roads. What do you think of that?
Well, absolutely. It's absolutely just the internal police state, the kinds of things they're doing to the Iraqis, they're doing to us in this country. Absolutely. But I did want to talk about Iran.
Okay, what are you going to tell us when we get back?
Well, I just think, just for starters, that the newspapers are going to pretend they don't know that they're just recycling the same propaganda, the same lies, changing a Q to an N, and pretending to forget that they lied helped the Bush gang lie us royally into this disaster.
Well, you know, the Bush gang are a bunch of puppets. I mean, it's the big corporations that want that one Iran. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Calls here, and then I want to get more into this driver responsibility program where they openly aren't giving the money to the hospitals. It's going right to the private toll companies, of course, and we'll talk about some of their more nefarious activities, how they're lobbying, the things they're doing. But right now, let's go quickly here. John, go ahead. You want to talk about Iran and how it's the same? Notice all the Democrats are out now saying attack them, and all, you know, all these other people, and we got to go in there and get them evil Iranians.
Well, yeah, it's the number one and number two party of the military-industrial complex, the Demopubs. But just listening to the last commercial break there, it diverted me again, and I just realized that we're getting some of the, I think you're in, on certain areas, you're playing right into the hands of the neocons, this David K. Smith fantasy world of this red-baiting pretext for an even larger war, for confrontation with possibly North Korea and China. This kind of red baiting that goes back to the most ultra-right groups in the 50s, I think is actually enhancing the ability of these neocon.
John, I appreciate your call, but you really are a one-trick pony. I mean, come on. I mean, I have family who was overseas. I've talked to a lot of eyewitnesses to it. I mean, China admits they killed 60 million people. I mean, they're arresting Christians over there right now in Falun Gong, Buddhists, Hindus, Easter Bunny worshippers, it doesn't matter. And, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, during the Cultural Revolution, they cooked up the dead bodies in big pots. I mean, it's just, I mean, of course our government's corrupt and out of control and going fascist. And you got communism. I don't want to, just, please give me a break. I mean, I'm really sick of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm calling to share a victory story I had in court about 8 years ago. I emailed you a few days about this, a few days ago.
Okay.
Where I plea bargained to pay $310 in traffic tickets, and I offered it in silver eagles to the clerk of the court, who refused them because she said they weren't rolled, even though they were in the translucent containers from the, with the mint seal on top, the seal of the U.S. Mint.
And so because they refused to take that, you were able to show them the law and get them in trouble.
Well, the Uniform Commercial Code, which is embodied in all the state statutes and also the U.S. Code, so it is, you know, truly uniform throughout the country.
No, that's the thing. They're all breaking so many laws and violating so many regulations that because they're so lazy, because the average American doesn't even know their head from a hole in the ground, that if you have basic legal information, you can really cook them.
Right, just the two laws I use, the Uniform Commercial Code and Title 12. Of the U.S. Code,
so what
Section
happened?
152.
What happened?
Well, my obligation was discharged. The clerk of the court, after about six or seven hearings, the clerk of the court said that they would have to accept them in the future. Mm-hmm. They said they're sorry for not accepting them. They'll be able to deposit them in the future in the bank. Yet, when my brother went and tried to do it, they wouldn't accept the silver eagle still. So, I mean, of course, I'd be foolish to give it to them, but...
Okay, well, I want to get a comment on this from our guest. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you holding to tell us that. I mean, isn't that really it, that if we ourselves need to enforce the law with the government by not rolling over, David?
Absolutely. We have too many laws as it is. It's incredible that there's any expectation that... that we can understand the laws, and clearly the government doesn't understand the laws they've already put in place. You know, it's not possible, but it would be wonderful if every time they passed a new law, for every 100 words of law they created, they had to go strike 50 somewhere else or 100 somewhere else.
Well, there's bills introduced in Congress where they have to read the laws.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, in the past they said ignorance of the law is no excuse, but there might have been 50 laws 200 years ago.
Yeah, well, when they passed the Trans-Texas Corridor, it was a 388-page document, and we have yet to find a single legislator other than the one who authored it and proposed it and signed on to it who've read it.
Well, it's the same as the Patriot Act. I mean, they weren't even allowed to read that. It was released 1 hour before passage back in 2001.
Yeah.
1 hour.
And how are they representing you and I? How is that represented?
They admit that the lobbyists at the state and federal level predominantly actually write the bills. And then a legislator will put their name on it.
Yeah, and in Texas, there's briefing papers. And you're doing well if they read the briefing paper and make a decision based on that. And when you match the briefing papers up to some of the legislation, it doesn't really describe what's going on. It can't possibly.
Let's jam another call in. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Our city council in Knoxville signed a contract for RoboCop spy cameras for traffic tickets. And the company is named Redflex and is headquartered in Australia. Redflex also does GPS toll roads, so that's the goal.
I want to hear about it, John. No, that's the thing. I also want to ask you this question, David. Every time I look at somebody buying a water district or buying a road or or putting up cameras. It's always either a Defense Department contractor or it's a foreign country. I mean, it's not just that everything's manufactured overseas now. Now the foreigners are buying everything. It seems to be a strategic operation. I want to get your take on that when we get back. Stay there, John.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, an hour and a half has just moved so quickly at light speed past us. And there's still a lot of stuff I want to cover with our guests. But let's rampage through 5 more calls. And then I'm going to go ahead and cut off the calls when we get done with Maggie. Here in a few minutes, so we can talk about his campaign and how folks around the country can really use the model of what CorridorWatch.org is doing. Other people, I mean, believe me, everybody always says you can't fight City Hall, you can't get involved, you can't affect change until you actually go out and do it. I mean, I go down to the Capitol and I catch bribery on tape, and it's the front page of the paper. I go down to the Capitol and I sit there in a committee hearing and hear them arguing about something that isn't being done properly, and I complain about it, and it ends up, you know, on TV, and then somebody gets in trouble and loses their committee chairmanship. I mean, it's just because people aren't involved and aren't out there doing this, and it's because people don't think that it's fun and interesting. It's interesting for me to go, well, I know this program's going to be criminal, because they always are criminal, and I just go look it up, and it actually says it is criminal. I don't want to exaggerate. I can speed read. I probably read 500 pages in 3 hours the other night. I was just sitting there printing it, writing notes as fast as I could where they're saying, well, you're not allowed to do that. Well, we're going to do it. Well, but this code shows you can't do that. Well, we're going to. And so no one is challenging them. No one is calling them on it. I mean, David, do you agree with that, that if we just get involved, that we can get our country back?
Absolutely. You know, this CorerWatch.org started with my wife and I standing in our 90-year-old farmhouse, and she asked me, what can two people do? I mean, it's a huge project. It's already in motion. The law's already passed. What can two people do? And my answer to her was, watch. I'll show you what two people can do. And in the course of a year, we had thousands of people who joined us in the cause and the fight and showing the truth to thousands.
And now their whole $1 trillion, and folks, it is over the next 50 years, $1 trillion, their whole project's in trouble.
Yes, it is. It's now being scrutinized. They can't hide it any longer. It's out there, and we continue to expose more and more of it. It's more terrible than people could even imagine.
It always is. So again, there's that lesson. I'm not tooting my own horn. You know, I get angry at this stuff. I read what was in Patriot Act 1, got angry. I got on air and I said, why don't we write state and city laws to say we're going to enforce the Bill of Rights and not follow this? I put out a news article about it, gave some suggestions. A group up in New York picked up on it, wrote up their own plan. I didn't like it. I changed it, made our own plan. I know my plan has been adopted by, last time I checked, and I haven't checked it in years, like 10 different cities and towns. Their plan that was watered down, by now it's around 600, seven states. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I just said, we'll just do this. And so many times, I'm nothing special, folks. I'm just somebody who isn't going to put up with propaganda. I'm not going to be a slave. And David, were you the same way when you were a city manager and saw the plan and saw what it would do? I mean, I guess getting conned and ripped off and enslaved makes you angry?
Oh, it sure does. And to have such an impact on my family and my neighbors and other law-abiding citizens who think the government is taking care of them, only to discover that they're being abused.
How did you discover it yourself?
Actually, my wife discovered it. She had seen a presentation at a Chamber of Commerce function on the Trans-Texas Corridor, something that was proposed in the future, and she got an executive summary, just about a six-page sheet that they handed out. And it didn't sound like such a great idea to her. And so she wrote to the state. She said,
so even their spin didn't sound good.
No, their spin didn't sound good. She wanted to see the plan, the real plan. And they sent her a box full of the real plan.
She sounds like a great lady. What does she do?
She is great. She's an escrow officer. She was a legal secretary for many years. And so she's used to reading laws as well.
I got to tell you, so many times it's women that discover the stuff.
Yeah, well, she certainly did. And that got us started on it. We talked to our legislators and we said, you know, this isn't good. And every section in the plan had a whole body of law that had to be changed because the corridor plan as it was originally proposed and as it's going today was illegal. It couldn't be done. It violated so many laws. And each legislator that we talked to said, there's no way that we'd give all those sweeping authorities to this appointed body.
But they did it.
And they did it. And so what we did was the wrong thing. We went to sleep. We stopped paying attention. We took those legislators at their word that it wouldn't happen. And we stopped paying attention until I got a press release or a letter that said there was going to be a public hearing on the Trans-Texas Corridor. And we went back and checked, and we discovered every single thing in that plan passed the legislature without a hiccup.
You decided to fight it.
That's it. Absolutely. It's bad government. It's a bad plan. It's not a transportation plan. It's a revenue plan. It's ripping off people. It's taking land. They have provisions in there for quick take. They can go down and, one, there's no trespass. The state can come on your land now under this law, and they can survey, and they can do geological studies.
So it's a Fourth Amendment violation.
And they can, without telling you, without you knowing it.
Did you hear about the new Ohio law that Governor Taft signed, Mr. Skull and Bones? People here, cops can now ask for ID. Now, they could always do that, folks. It says in the bill, we read it a month ago, before 3 weeks before he signed it. Actually, same day you were on, the guy was on before you came on. And it's the libertarians fighting it, and it says that cops come up, you've got to answer questions. Well, what happened to the Fifth Amendment? It says you've got to answer all their questions, or you can be taken to jail and charged as a terrorist.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
It isn't the only freedom and liberty we've lost.
What is wrong? I mean, it's just, that is like China or something.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's like the United States now. We need to change the direction. We need to stand up.
We
need to elect some people who will do what we want and not what the fraternity wants.
Well, people all over the country are listening. And, folks, believe me, Texas is one of the worst states, but it's the same stuff is happening at the same level in California. It's happening in Oregon. It's happening all over the country. Illinois is really bad. And let me tell you something. You have got to start your own groups there because I've seen the corridor maps. These crisscross the country. Now, the big baby, maybe the aorta vein coming out of the top of the heart, is the one going I-35. But they are all over the place.
Right. 69 is a major corridor that'll run from Mexico to Canada. And it goes through all the way up to Indiana into Canada. And it's been a major issue. And we have allied groups now that have spawned and that have formed up with us, and we're going beyond the borders of Texas.
Well, it's corridorwatch.org, and or if you're like me and can't spell because of public a government education, you can just go to infowars.com or prisonplanet.com, and we have links over to it. But it is so important. Now, we're going to go to your calls in just a minute, but I've got to get into this Texas Department of Public Safety new garbage. If you're convicted of the civil infraction of speeding, they then are going to make you pay these huge fees every year, anywhere from, over the life of a license, I guess, $500-plus dollars, $125 each year, upwards to $2,000, $3,000 a year for speeding. And two tickets puts you into this. Two speeding tickets does this, and he had in his database, I had one. I hadn't had a ticket like in 5 years, and I got one going driving to Crawford, speeding. And I really was speeding. When I looked down and saw him, I was speeding. I said something on air about it, but I didn't. Cop was nice. He was a fan of the show. He still gave me a ticket. Could have been an even bigger fan and not done that, but like the other ones that pulled me over. But anyways, my luck ran out. As soon as I mentioned that cops never gave me tickets, I started getting them. But this guy wasn't speeding, but that didn't want to matter. He wanted to search and all this stuff, and I said no. And then he gave me this little slip, this notice that a conviction of an offense under a traffic law of the state or a political subdivision of the state may result in the assessment of your driver's license or a surcharge under the driver's responsibility program. And for our video cameras here, there it is. And so I went home and typed in Texas Department of Public Safety potential surcharge notice. And then I got a driver responsibility program, which I knew it was part of, but I hadn't read the details. And I spent hours reading it, and it's right here. Anywhere it says assess from $100 to $2,000 a year for 3 years. Right later you read it's actually five. And then you read comment 15.61A, and it indicates that the vendor will basically have law enforcement power and won't have to keep proper records. And they say, well, what if you're mischarging people, which other vendors have done? Well, there's no way to you know, we give them immunity. And they say, well, how do you do that? And then you read, and they say, this is our standard business practice. And then you just keep going through it, and they say here that it's illegal, they can't do it. They say, no, we have precedent from other bureaucracies and other states that have done it. And then it says, what will protect citizens from abuse by vendor or its agents? Their answer, nothing. And then it just goes into how you don't pay it, they're going to come arrest you. And it just goes on and on. But, again, the average person isn't going to read this, David.
That's right. And, you know, it was only this last legislative session that notice that stapled to your ticket was created. They had done this for a year, giving people tickets without even giving them notice that they were going to be in that box. And it's not just speeding. There's a whole host of violations. And probably one of them that disturbs me the most is if you don't have your insurance card, you get stopped and you just didn't have the card with you, and you get a ticket, and you decide, well, I'll just pay the ticket. I had insurance. I can prove I had insurance, but I'll just pay the ticket. If you do that, paying that ticket is pleading guilty legally, and having done that, you will then get a bill just like that. You'll get a bill to keep your driver's license for the next several years, and you have to pay that bill or you're criminally, you've violated another criminal law, and they'll come after you for that, when in reality you didn't do anything. You know, the rules of the game have changed. It used to be, and we're used to, you pay your debt to society, you go to court, they find you, you pay your fine, you're done. Now we've changed the rules.
Well, this is about getting you into the system, but then there's other facets. Then I read, oh, it's for the hospitals. I went back and I clicked news, so I clicked all the news articles. This will go to help the victims and the hurt people in the hospitals. Then I go find out, and it says illegally they're supposed to give $180 million to the hospitals. They're giving $30 million. Where's the money going? Trans-Texas Corridor. And it says, oh, it's illegal, but we're just going to keep it. I mean, what's worse, speeding or stealing hundreds of millions? I mean, then I don't want to hear we're bankrupt. Well, if we weren't giving all the illegal aliens all this free health care, that's billions every year. I don't want to hear, it's just unbelievable. You know, they've always got a good reason for this, but it's never that. I mean, what shouldn't it be a big crime to keep money from the trauma hospitals? But they're just going to not give it to them.
You know, that's become the regular practice. We're doing government by public relations. You know, there was actually a House Transportation Committee meeting where one of the members suggested that the Transportation Department hire Disney to do public relations for him to sell people on the Trans-Texas Corridor. That's propaganda. When the government is out convincing you to take a position to support a government project, that's just propaganda.
Well, I'm sure you heard about the White House with one spending package for fake newscasts they didn't say was federally produced. Looked like just an actual news show. $255 million for one ad buy, and it was fake news.
Boy.
I mean, that's one program. And the Defense Department, they admit now, is paying for fake news.
Yeah, it's incredible. We've tried people for war crimes for doing those things in the past.
Well, I mean, it's like a bad dream. I mean, every day I learn more. I mean, folks, I don't exaggerate. This stuff's always worse than I can believe. I mean, I just cannot believe it. Nothing like this has ever been seen either.
No, this corridor project is not something that's been done in North America at all.
I hope people realize, though, this is like they're throwing the punch right now. You've got a chance if you don't hesitate to move out of the way, and we can beat this. Once it's implemented, it gets even worse.
Yeah, it's not too late. It's not too late to act.
So what's the strategy? And then we got to go to calls quickly, but what's the strategy to beat this? I mean, how do we, instead of just emailing you or sending you $5 or something, people should do that too. How do we aggressively, you know, defeat this when the politicians are openly saying, hey, we already signed the contract. We already took the money. Polls show 98% against the toll roads in Houston, 93% in Austin. They don't care. You know, they go, we already took the money.
Yeah, well, the reality is they didn't already take the money. As a matter of fact, the money they said that they had to take really wasn't even there. That was a flat-out lie. On the Trans-Texas Corridor, they'll say that the state got $1.3 billion up front. The state got nothing up front. It's all tiered in by when the contractor gets their money. As a matter of fact, the contractors applied for $300 million in federal loans so they can pay the state the first payment. It's incredible. It's not too late. We need to tell our legislators, represent us, or we'll find someone who will, and you need to be serious about that.
And it's another big fat lie that, again, the TxDOT is just overflowing with money. Their own internal documents show it, and they put out fake news saying they don't have money.
And not only that, but you know they inflated the numbers of what we need for transportation in the state. They passed a law that says that each one of the metropolitan planning organizations was to provide them with a budget for transportation needs for their region, and it was not to be fiscally constrained. Code word. What that means is, tell us everything you could possibly want. It would be like asking a 16-year-old to give me a Christmas list, and it's not fiscally restrained. So don't let money be an object.
It's open-ended.
Right. And that's what they did. And so they got everything with the cake on top from each one of these, and they put it all together and said, that's how much money we need, and we are way short.
And all over, they handed out indulgements and payoffs. I mean, just quickly mention a few of those where somebody gets this through and suddenly they get a job the next day.
Well, I'll tell you that the lobbyist for Centra, who got the first agreement, made the representations and presentations of Centra to the Transportation Commission and to the state. And as soon as their proposal was submitted, and their proposal won, by the way, and we still don't know why, because the selection criteria is being kept secret, so we don't know why they were selected over the other two. But that particular individual, lobbyist, went to work in the governor's office as legislative director.
Then we also have people who are on the state boards that signed off on it, then getting jobs 2 days later with the company.
That's right.
I mean, folks, there's a name for that. Let's go ahead and take calls here. I'm confused. Who's up first? John in Tennessee, been holding. John, go ahead.
This was a secret RoboCop contract in Knoxville, and Redflex does have contracts all over America, and it does violate our city ordinance, our state statute, and U.S. code.
And you looked it up, and it's an Australian company, and they're going to do toll roads with cameras.
Sure, go to their website. They're very proud of that. They're the biggest RoboCop camera contractor in America.
My RoboCop camera, are these the license plate scanning type?
No, these just watch moving traffic, and they do speed tickets.
You said they were going to assess tolls. What's the mechanism?
Well, that's the next. They do that as well. We haven't been hit with that yet, but that's obviously the plan because the same company does that.
Okay, got you. Well, what else, John?
Tennessee lawyer Jess Beard on his website says the best defense is to just throw these tickets in the trash because there's no service of process. You got to, under civil rules procedure, you have to either hand the lawsuit to a person or mail it to them, return receipt requested, and they don't do that. So,
well, that's what signing the ticket is. Thanks for the call. I don't recommend not paying the tickets. You better either fight them or pay them, folks. They'll come take you to jail. And if your kids are in the car with you, they'll call CPS, and the CPS will try to find something, you know, get your kid to say something, and you'll never see your kids again. So you got to watch out there. That's a whole other area where they get federal bounties on your kids, and it's nightmarish. George in Tejas. Go ahead, George.
Yes, the reason why I was calling today is to talk to Mr. Stahl, because you are running against Kenneth Armbrister, is that right?
No, sir. Senator Armbrister has decided to retire.
Well, that's good, because I appeared before one of his committees this last session to testify against animal identification. And he did not know the Texas Constitution.
By the way, I've got Associated Press and others where they're now using the spy satellites to watch farmers in areas where you can't, you know, where they zone it, where you can't build a house on it. And now they're using that. And, yeah, the animal identification chips and tags and all the animals, federal control. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just an orgy of this stuff.
Well, he told me in front of a whole room full of lobbyists and people in three-piece dress suits that the Texas Animal Health Commission was a department of the legislative branch of government. And all commissions in Texas are part of the executive branch of government.
Well, of course they are.
Well, he did not know that. And
well, I know Texas has been steamrolled. A bunch of other states aren't going along. Would you fight this Animal Identification Act if you were elected, or have you seen that information?
I've seen part of it. The parts that I've seen, I think, are very problematic for us.
I can give you some documentation on that.
Great.
It's actually in the stack today. Okay, thank you, caller. We're going to come back and jam Kevin, John, and Maggie in. And we'll give each about a minute, and then thank Mr. Stahl for being with us. He's been gracious and just a real gentleman, and I hope you'll get out there and get behind his campaign. Hey, if people all over the state want to help your campaign, briefly when we get back, tell us how we can physically do that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Stahl, running for state senate, I believe District 18, right?
District 18, that's correct.
Just briefly, how do folks physically support you?
Well, they can certainly send contributions and their input to me. I'd be happy to hear from them at the David Stahl campaign, P.O. Box 700, LaGrange, Texas, 78945.
All right, let's go ahead now and go to some of your phone calls, and I appreciate everybody holding. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Boston. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, David Stahl, for a good interview and for taking the impetus to run. Part of being a senator is also international issues, and I was wondering with respect to the
state
war...
State senator.
I apologize. All right. Well, I'm going to just hit my topics and ask him what his take is on the true motives for the Afghan-Iraq war and the coming Iran war being Afghanistan, they being producer of opium, and Iraq and Iran leaders preparing to offer euros as a chance to purchase oil through euros as opposed to the dollar, and the dollar being backed up by nothing but...
What do you think about what's happening with the Chinese dumping the dollar?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, there's so much going on in the state of Texas that I've been focused on that I really haven't given proper attention to a lot of the international affairs. About the closest I come to that is the illegal immigration problem that we have and the catch-and-release program that we're doing here in Texas and being completely ineffective. It's kind of amazing. You can bring 1 kilo of controlled substance across the border, and we're on you, like, instantly. But you can bring truckloads of illegal immigrants across, and they're invisible. There's a blind eye to it, and we need to secure our border.
But meanwhile, as citizens, we've got to have the government have us under a microscope because Al-Qaeda is going to get us. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Washington. John, go ahead.
How are you? It's good to talk to you.
Nice to hear you.
I just wanted to tell you that up here in Washington State, we believe in what you're doing, and I'm behind you all the way. I have friends, and we take our licenses, and we took them in and traded them and put the UCII numbers on them and stuff, you know, so that...
So you're not even, you're not even going along with any of the system then?
No. And we got lawsuits against the judges. There's a judge in Bonnie Lake that has never really been appointed.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate your call. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, people all over. David, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I was going
to
say Washington's a real good example of what people can do. You know, there was a senator in Washington State that proposed the Washington Commerce Corridor that would run between Oregon and Canada. And unlike Texas, they did a feasibility study. Imagine that, doing a feasibility study before you launch a multi-billion-dollar project. And it didn't pan out, and the people in Washington shut down that corridor project.
Let me just get this on record. You're a city manager. The comprehensive annual financial report's the real set of books for cities and governments?
Well, they are a set of books for the local government.
And that's the investments of that local government.
That's right.
You look like the Cheshire Cat when I bring that up. Maggie, you're on the air, last caller from Tejas. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Stahl, can you please once more state clearly the boundaries of what you are calling the corridor, because there's this other corridor going up east of Austin, and it's easy to get very confused.
Well, no, I mean, the corridor system is just grabbing all the roads. I mean, it's basically everything, correct?
Yeah, it really crisscrosses the state, and they won't tell you specifically where any of them go.
Oh, okay.
But if you look at international maps, it's just everything.
That's right.
I mean, 8,000 miles. Anything else, Maggie?
Yeah, how can I reach you, Mr. Stahl, if I wanted to work for your campaign or something more than by donating?
You can go to stahlforsenate.org, O-R-G, if you have the internet, or you can drop us a line at P.O. Box 700, LaGrange, Texas, 78945.
Out of time, Maggie. Don't jump up, because for the TV show, I want to talk to you specifically about comprehensive annual financial reports right when this ends for about a minute or two. God bless you all, folks. Be sure to visit InfoWars.com and support us there. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.